Maybe it's the heat. Or maybe I'm just bored. But I've been even hornier than usual lately. I've found myself scanning the crowd wherever I go, looking for couples, looking for the guy whose cock I'm gonna suck, whose balls I'm gonna drain, and whose face I'm gonna come all over. I haven't been able to think about anything else. I know it's risky, picking up a stranger in public, right in front of wifey, and then sneaking off to fuck him without even getting his name. But honestly, it turns me on so much. The knowledge that she's right there, so close, that she could catch us so easily, flirting or fucking. And yet, he's still willing to risk it for me. Makes me come that much harder when he's inside me. I love it. Yesterday, it was a guy at the mall. I'd gone into Balenciaga to look for a couple of new summer dresses, and he was there with his wife and teenage daughter. I guess they were buying a few last-minute things to take on vacation with them. I'd noticed him secretly checking me out while I stood next to his wife looking at dresses, and again while I was browsing. It's been really hot lately, so I was wearing shorts, sandals, and a black tank top with no bra underneath. I guess it was kind of low cut, but it's not like my tits were hanging out or anything. In any case, between the air conditioning and how thin my top was, my nipples were hard from the moment I stepped into the store. And it was pretty clear from where he was looking that he liked what he could see. He was cute enough, hot even. My pussy started getting wet when I first noticed him checking me out. So, I decided to follow him around for a bit, give him a little tease. And when his wife started picking out bathing suits with their daughter, all dull and boring one pieces, I decided to be a bitch. I went over to have a look as well, picking out a few swimsuits of my own, four or five of the tiniest, sluttiest bikinis you've ever seen in your life. Even I wouldn't normally wear them, but I was in that kind of mood. I gave him a smile and a wink when I caught him staring at me again, and then pushed things a little further when he tried to act innocent, as though he'd just glanced at me while looking around, rather than have been caught ogling my tits and my legs for the last 20 seconds straight. I asked his wife and daughter, as casually as you like, if they thought that I could get away with this sheer yellow G-string and triangle top number, or whether my ass would just eat it up and my boobs come bursting out of it. The look on his face was priceless. His wife answered me, though, making a joke and commenting on how envious she was of my figure, how tiny the bikini was, and then suggesting this super sexy navy blue thong and push-up halter set instead, so that I could really show off the girls. It actually suited me much better. Turns out, she has good taste when it comes to picking things for other women. But I wasn't done having fun yet. Before thanking her for her help, I suggested that we ask her husband for a man's opinion, if he thought that I'd look good in it, and whether navy blue suited me, or I should try looking for something similar in white or black. Which did he think I'd look best in? Oh, if his wife or daughter knew what I was doing, neither of them gave any indication. They just chuckled and looked at him, put out and on the spot, while he gave a non-committal answer. I'm sure you'd look great in any color. His daughter laughed, rolling her eyes and consoling me that he hadn't been more help, saying he'd always been useless when it comes to fashion. But I smiled and thanked him anyway, making sure to look him in the eyes and hold his gaze. Then, pretending to keep looking for bikinis as wifey and daughter walked away, with him close behind, carrying their things. I followed them around the store for another 5 or 10 minutes, making sure to stay nearby, in hubby's line of sight as wifey and daughter wandered around browsing, picking up a few more things here and there. I gave him plenty more opportunities to check me out, and I made sure to catch him staring every time, just flashing him a knowing smile, a wink, or chuckling and then turning away as though it was no big deal. When they headed over to the fitting rooms, I followed again. The store wasn't too busy yet. I knew that the girls were going to take a while, given how many outfits they'd picked to try on. So I decided to make my move, right then and there. He was sitting, waiting for them, with that typical bored, shitless expression that men have whenever they get dragged out to go clothes shopping. He perked up a little when I passed him, though, flashing him another smile, greeting him with a, "Hey, handsome," and adding a little extra sway to my hips for his benefit. From where he was seated, he had a clear view of the first couple of fitting rooms on the left. So, I picked the very first one, stepped inside, and conveniently forgot to pull the curtain all the way across. Oh, it worked perfectly. It took him minutes to notice me stripping off, stepping out of my sandals, peeling off my tank top, then bending over to slip out of my shorts. But when he did, he was transfixed. I grinned to myself, watching him in the mirror as I tried on each of the summer dresses that I'd picked out, flashing him most of my ass and some side boob every time I changed outfits, striking a few poses for him and acting unaware that he could see everything I was doing. Watching him lean forward to get a better look when I slipped out of my panties and started trying on bikinis. Then seeing him adjust himself in his jeans when I accidentally dropped the last bikini and had to spread my legs a little wider for him, giving him a crystal clear view of my pussy when I bent over to pick it up. I could hear his wife and daughter chatting in the fitting rooms further along, completely oblivious. By now, his boner was too obvious for him to hide anymore. He just sat there, cross-legged and gawking at me as I slipped into the last bikini, the navy blue thong and halter set that his wife had suggested. I made sure that he was paying extra close attention as I fixed the thong between my cheeks, smoothed the material over my pussy, and adjusted the straps on the top to show off my tits to perfection. And then I looked over my shoulder at him and grinned, wriggled my ass, raising a hand and beckoning to him with one finger. He was taken aback at being caught like that. I could see the look of surprise and embarrassment written on his face. But we didn't have time for him to feel awkward. I turned around to face him, opening up the curtain wider and waving for him to come and join me, mouthing the words, "Get in here. Hurry up." And he reacted instinctively, stood up and walked over double time. I pulled him into the fitting room with me, closed the curtain behind him, all the way this time. I grinned at him, pressed a finger to his lips, shushing him as he tried to speak. I could tell he was still on autopilot, acting without thinking, not sure this was really happening. So I told him to keep quiet and just enjoy, that I'd take care of everything. Then I dropped to my knees in front of him, raised a hand to the front of his jeans, unbuttoning them, unbuckling his belt, pulling down his fly, and reaching into his boxers to take out his cock. I stared up at him as I stroked it, back and forth, slow and gentle, feeling him throb in my hands. The two of us, listening to Wifey prattle on about the sarongs being too thin or something equally inane. And I just smiled, tilted my head, started licking my way up his cock from the base to the tip, from one side, then the other, getting it wet, tasting him, his sweat and his pre-cum, then sucking his balls, kissing the head, teasing him, licking at that sensitive spot, lashing at it with my tongue, and finally opening my mouth and choking myself on his length, sucking him down into my throat, burying my face in his crotch, feeling him throbbing and pulsing in my throat, his cock jumping, his head thrown back, eyes rolling, mouth open in a silent moan. His hands found the back of my head as I started to suck my way back up, guiding me back and forth along his length, quick and sloppy, my cheeks hollow, my eyes never leaving his, never breaking eye contact, just sucking and sucking and sucking, getting him good and wet. I wasn't about to let him come, though. At least, not yet. Not in my mouth. I had other plans for his cock. I spent a few minutes blowing him, and when I was sure that he was as hard as he could possibly get, I pulled off and stood up. His wife had moved on to the swimsuits, worrying about one of them showing too much cleavage, and asking her daughter to tell her what she thought. I had to hold back a laugh as his eyes dropped to my cleavage. I told him that it was time to fuck, guiding his hands to my tits and encouraging him to squeeze them as I reached behind me to undo the strings on the top, letting the cups fall free. I pulled his head down to suck on my nipples while I wrapped my hand around his slick cock again, squeezing hard and stroking him. Breathing heavily in his ears, he worshipped my tits, moaning for him as he moved back and forth between them. He took me by surprise when he spun me around and bent me over, spreading my legs wide and slipping his fingers into my bikini bottoms. His fingertips grazed across my pussy, already so wet for him. But he didn't waste time toying with me. He was totally in the moment now, wifey and daughter forgotten. He just pulled the material to one side, lined himself up, and buried his cock into me, driving it into me as deep as he could go, burying himself balls deep after only a couple of strokes, not being gentle with me, not taking his time, just fucking me hard and fast and furiously, using me just the way I like it. We watched each other in the mirror, his hands on my tits, squeezing and kneading them, mine splayed against the glass, bracing myself and helping me to fuck him back, slamming my ass back to meet him. Both of us breathing hard, stifling moans, trying to stay quiet and loving how nasty the whole situation was. Fucking frantically, as we listened to his wife and daughter finishing up, deciding what they were going to buy and what they were going to put back. The rapid slap, slap, slap of his thighs hitting mine, his balls smacking against my wet pussy as he fucked me harder and harder. His pace slowing as they came closer. The look of panic and excitement on his face when they stopped outside our cubicle, only a foot or two away, and noticed that he wasn't sitting there waiting for them anymore. Feeling his cock flexing and pulsing inside me, as they decided that he must have gone to buy coffee for the three of them. Watching him try to hold back from coming as I tormented him throughout that entire conversation, shifting from foot to foot, grinding my ass back, stirring my hips, squeezing him so tight in my pussy and grinning at him while they were standing right there, practically daring him to come inside me. And then hearing them leave, seeing the look of determination on his face as they walked away, when he knew that he was safe, that he could fuck me as hard as he liked now, other shoppers be damned. And I came all over his cock, moaning and trembling for him the instant that I felt him blow his load inside me, my pussy milking him dry, drawing out shot after shot of his hot, sticky cum balls deep in my cunt. Then he slid my bikini bottoms back into place when he pulled out, not letting his cum drip out of me onto the floor. I sat down on the bench in front of him, sucking his cock clean while he answered a text from his daughter, reminding him to pick up bagels along with their coffees. I fixed his jeans for him when I was finished, tucking him back in, zipping him up, and doing up his belt. Then I snatched his phone out of his hand before he could react, so that I could add myself to his contacts as hot slut from the mall, and then send myself a text. I told him he could call me sometime when he gets back from vacation, gave him a peck on the cheek, and motioned him out of the cubicle just as one of the assistants stepped into the fitting rooms with another customer. The look they gave the two of us. I ended up buying the bikini. It really does look good on me. And I couldn't very well put it back, now could I? I wore it out, under my shorts and top. His wife was just finishing paying when I got to the register, which gave me an opportunity to thank her again, and remind her to thank her husband for me as well, for all of his help, too. I wished them a great vacation, paid for my own things, and then nipped home to shower and get cleaned up. I spent the rest of that afternoon masturbating thinking about it. Honestly, I've been like this all week, permanently on edge. I mean, it's been, what, not even 24 hours since he was last inside me, but I could really use a good, hard fuck again, you know? A nice cock to ride, and taste, and come all over. It could be anyone's. Even yours. The cute, married therapist sitting in his chair in the middle of a session, still pretending to be taking notes so that he can hide his boner from me under his notepad, as though he hasn't noticed me staring right at it while I've been talking, and all those times before, every session, every story I've shared with him, still acting innocent, as though I haven't just caught him out, as though he doesn't want me to get on my hands and knees for him, as though he doesn't want me to crawl over to him, take that notepad out of his hands, unbuckle his belt, and pull down his zipper, as though he doesn't want me to stare up at him from between his legs and wrap my lips around his cock and suck him off better than his boring little wife ever has, deep-throating him, worshipping him better than he's ever dreamed, better than he's been fantasizing about for months now, showing him just what a nasty little slut I really am, just how easily I can make him come, just how easily I can get him hard again, climbing into his lap and riding him bare, not stopping with one load or with two, but milking every last drop of cum from his balls, leaving none for his wife, nothing, just fucking him, fucking him, fucking him, until he has nothing left to give her. Not caring who hears. I'll make him cancel the rest of his appointments, have him send his secretary home early, and fuck his brains out until he can't even remember his own name. He only has to say the word, and he can have me however he wants. My mouth, my tits, my pussy, my ass. He can feed me his cum, fill me up, paint me with it, and I'll just say thank you and beg him for more. Tell me you want it, baby. Oh. Good boy.
Mm-hmm.